times I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. Came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
Hello, 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 everyone. Whoa, is that feedback?
No, you're good.
Okay. That just didn't pause properly. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Allie on Sauerkraut, Sauerkraut, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. There is some feedback of some sort that I'm going to figure out in a second. Okay, obviously not. I'm not going to figure it out. I hope everyone is doing well. Welcome back to the first Sauerkraut, Sauerkraut of the semester. Just hanging out. I'm here with so many lovely people. If you guys would introduce yourself, that would be amazing.
Hello, I'm Jean. I'm a shock jock.
I'm Eli.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to have fun.
Great, I'm glad everyone is here. That last song was Waiting Around to Die by Townsend Van Zandt, and this next one is Up in the Air by Heidi Berry. Please enjoy. Mm.
Pass away the hours, share the footsteps of the past. Walking up the stairs at time, I'm knowing that I'm trapped. The cold winds of indifference persuade to movement south, and thinking that it's better there, the warmer climes that we see. Loving another way.
Deep as they may seem, your words will disappear.
How lovely it is to be on air.
It is.
Would you like to say anything about that song you just played?
So that song is it's Two to Tango by Vanessa Dow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal post-trip hop little, I suppose, you know, a la... I don't know. I was going to make a Humphrey Bogart joke.
But you decided not to.
It didn't come to me.
I understand. It's all right.
But yeah, that was one of the final results of a year-long research pilgrimage I took into trip-hop and all of its various influences and the resulting sounds.
Wow.
And I think Vanessa Dow is she's a genius.
Yeah.
Because it is like... It's trip-hoppy, it's kind of weird and out there, but it's still very, very canonical, very, you know, normies can listen to it. My mom loves that song.
I'm glad your mom loves that song.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm really uninteresting today. I don't have anything to complain about.
Mm. Oh, really?
I know.
Okay.
Do you have anything to complain about right now? I mean... I always have a little bit of something to complain about, but, like, nothing... I mean, I've complained so much in the past on here.
Yeah. All of the people that I've interacted with today...
Mm-hmm.
At least very distant interactions. They've mm-hmm. all been very, kind of sleepy and not really very sentient today.
Well, I hate to talk about the weather, but I'm blaming it on the weather.
Mm.
It's too warm.
It is too warm.
It's way too warm.
Yeah, I think people are really just shocked. I think people are out of it because this isn't a winter.
Well, you heard it here first. Global warming is real.
Wow.
Anyways, this is I'm Ready for Dancing by Ronald Landestraut.
Ronald Landestraut. Thank you.
live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Now don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When the soul world's long asunder, and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
Thank you. Your pale skin, your sexy crooked teeth, the trouble you get in your clumsy way. I guess one afternoon you won't cross my mind, and I'll get over you. Over time, I guess out of the blue, you won't cross my mind, and I'll get over you. Over time.
Gene wants to talk about Lucinda Williams.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about Lucinda Williams?
What is there not to say about Lucinda
Williams? True. She's perfect.
She's so incredible.
She's amazing.
I think my favorite little Lucinda Williams fact is that she's really old.
Yeah.
And she was old when she made those.
Yeah.
She was like 50, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's 20.
And I was going to say something that I shouldn't say on air.
Ooh.
Anyways, also shout out to Nico, who was listening to this from her lovely car.
It's probably a very good car.
It is.
If I'm guessing.
It's a great car. I'm sure it is so warm inside her car and lovely. Mm. I love Lucinda Williams, but I found out about her through Emmylou Harris's cover of Sweet Old World. Mm. Like, I find out about many folk artists through Emmylou Harris's impeccable covers of them.
I'll be entirely honest.
Mm-hmm.
This is really shameful.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about Lucinda Williams through Sex Education.
The TV show?
Yeah.
She's in it? They have a song?
They play Fruits of My Labor, I believe.
Wow.
They also play Clay Pigeons by John Prine.
That version or the Michael Cera version? Because, you know, people on TikTok love the Michael Cera version.
But the John Prine version.
Wow.
The good version.
I listen to the Michael Cera version.
Really?
Really?
Interesting. What's his band called?
It's just under Michael Cera, I thought.
Oh.
We're not playing that here, though.
Yeah. But the John Prine, it's a great song.
It is a good song.
John Prine is very interesting. He was just a kind of a bizarre figure, kind of not terribly involved with anything, and then much like Lucinda Williams when he was like 50,
just did it.
He just kind of blew up.
Yeah,
it's really gorgeous. That's what I want in life, ultimately.
Do nothing until you're 50.
Yeah.
Well, I think you know my theory that I'm gonna be dead at 45, right?
No.
Oh yeah, I think I'm gonna die in a car accident when I'm 45. I've thought this since I was like 8. I can't really explain why. So maybe like when I'm like 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can have that
really
moment.
Really, do a couple things.
Yeah, and like then, 3 to 5 things.
Yeah, and then you have the mystery of dying.
Exactly. In a car crash.
Yeah.
And it will be on the archive of WMFO.org that I said that.
Yeah, you're like Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
That wasn't a car crash.
That wasn't a car crash. He was killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Elliot Smith getting killed?
Yeah, he was.
And also Jimi Hendrix probably being killed.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
No.
The Jimi Hendrix, like, conspiracy theory?
Tell me. Elliot Smith, though, I want to say it isn't a conspiracy theory. It's true.
No. But he has... There was so... I heard this from a friend in, like, 8th grade. So
that makes it real.
Yeah. Take it with a grain of salt. Apparently, there was so much wine in his system that it's, like, kind of next to impossible that he could have drank all of that.
Wow.
And the theory is that he was drowned in it. Like a bathtub of wine.
That's, like... You should write a poem about that.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? The 27 Club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the top of my next book.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix.
Sorry, what? You're not on AirBnet. You aren't on a mic.
No.
We can hear you a little bit.
He's just a little Uzi Vert. Is he dead?
No, he's 27 though.
Oh, he's just 27.
Oh my god. Thank you, Vinay. I'm gonna read a PSA now because it's PSA hour, and this one feels very pressing. This is a PSA about chronic fatigue.
Oh.
Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. CFS is real, and it can be devastating.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnoses and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help.
Yeah.
Get informed, get diagnosed, and get help.
Are we allowed to disagree with the PSAs?
I would wait a little bit longer I said it to do that. But
I'm into it's, you know, yeah. If you have CFS, or if you're really sleepy,
yeah,
like me, you know, see a therapist.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, we just played Overtime by Lucinda Williams. Live Forever by Willie Nelson, which was a cover by Willie Nelson and Lucinda Williams. Yeah. So Lucinda Williams is not on that as much as we'd like
not
it to
really.
Be.
I was a little disappointed about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me too.
But I love Willie Nelson.
I love Willie Nelson too. So it was all good.
The cover King.
Oh, yeah.
Punch One Lefty?
Mm.
It's one of the best covers ever.
But Punch One Lefty.
They're both perfect.
Yeah.
They're both perfect.
They're
songs.
Both perfect. But anyways, next up, this is a Bob Dylan one called To Fall in Love with You. It's potentially unreleased. We'll see what comes up, but I ripped it off YouTube, so
nice.
After you go down, my day is a ring. Have your dying eyes upon the day, and each is a road for me from you. What path is I? What can I do? There's death of mine, and the day is dark. I can't believe, born in the dark. What I can find, oh, time is arrived for feeling love, to fall in love, to fall in love with you. Yes, it is dark. I hurry my eyes up high. I see it in your lips. I knew it in your eyes. Well, I feel your love, and I feel no sin. I came to ease your heart. I call your name. What good to me? What can I do?
strange life. I call the best, but the blanket's quilted.
You wanted to hear me... Okay.
I want to hear an explanation for that song.
For Come to Life by Arthur Russell?
Yeah. I've never heard it before.
You've never heard that song? It's just a beautiful song. It's the one that I've been listening to a lot recently.
Who is Arthur Russell?
Arthur Russell is amazing. He started out as a disco DJ, and... Leo, you're distracting me. I'm sorry. I can't talk to multiple things at once, and a microphone is like 100 people already.
There are a lot of people in this studio right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the studio right now. Arthur Russell.
It's like
5 people. That's a lot emotionally. Anyways, Arthur Russell started as a disco DJ in like Greenwich Village and during like that time when disco DJs were a thing, and the only album he actually released is called
The World 90s.
Of Beck. Yes. I'm really bad at time periods. I kind of understand everything to have happened all at once.
Well, I mean, kind of it did.
Exactly, right? So, and he's really cool. He's an experimental cello player. Most of his music was released posthumously because he died at age 35 from AIDS. But while he was alive, he released a couple of really good albums. He released World of Echo, which that was not from. He released a disco album under a pseudonym that I can't remember, that also Come to Life was not from. Leo, stop trying to talk to me right now. I'm sorry, I can't do it. And he also was a really close collaborator with Allen Ginsberg. And he made this record where he was playing cello in the background of all of Allen Ginsberg's poems, and was honestly probably groomed by him.
Well, I mean they all did.
Yeah, exactly. It was
the beats especially.
Yeah.
You know that Fran Lebowitz quote about how like the reason that culture is so middling right now is because all of the great artists died and all of the coolest people died during AIDS.
Yeah.
And now we're left with like the mediocre gay men. forming culture.
Yes, I do know that Fran Lebowitz quote.
Yeah, that seems like Arthur Russell to some extent.
Yeah, definitely. My old boss from this summer, there was a documentary about Arthur Russell that came out, and it honestly might have been called Come to Life. I don't think it was, actually. But anyways, when the documentary came out, Arthur Russell's parents were there and were speaking at it, and he was telling me about it. And for the documentary, it's horrible, though. They, like, really edited in a bunch of quotes and mishaps and did a lot of horrible things that were not documentary things that you should do when you're making a documentary, of course.
Have I told you about my aunt's biography of my grandfather?
No, you haven't.
So this woman is not respected by any members of my family.
Your aunt?
Yes, okay. She's insane.
Okay.
And she wrote and released a documentary about my great-grandfather, in which she just lied.
Wow.
She just made up stories about him.
Were people buying this documentary? Mm-hmm.
Or it got published.
Wow.
By a small like New Mexico press.
Mm-hmm.
But bad sounds.
It got published by a small New Mexico press.
Yeah, and she lied about my grandfather's life. Something just happened here.
Yeah, Leo was wearing my headphones, and I was trying to figure out why the volume wasn't working.
Oh.
I'm going to blame that on him, honestly. because I was getting feedback in mine because they weren't my headphones.
Yeah.
So anyways, continue.
That's really kind of just the story.
How many people bought this book?
It sold a couple thousand copies.
That's good.
Because he marched in the Bataan Death March. So, like, there's some, like, historical significance
to it. So some people must be really into that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's probably 10% of that book that is fact.
Wow.
It's really beautiful.
Wow.
It's, like, an incredible piece of art.
I would love to spread false information with that much, coherence.
Yeah. Well, that's one of my plans, is to write an autobiography that is a la, like, Norm Macdonald, that is, like, 50% lies.
Isn't that what Carl of Nausgaard did?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's genius.
I mean, he made a living off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love lying.
It's so good.
It feels great.
Should we play another song?
Yeah.
This is It Will Never Stop by Sparkle Horse.
Breaking up slowly is a hard thing to do. I love you only, but it's making me blue. So don't send me flowers like you always do. It's hard to be lonely, but it's the right thing. Are these my good years, or do I have none? Are there really good years for everyone? I don't wanna live with a life of regret. I don't wanna end up like Tammy Wynette. 'Cause breaking up slowly is a hard thing to do. I love you only, but it's making me blue. So don't send me flowers like you always do. It's hard to be lonely, but it's the right thing to do. George got arrested out on the lawn. We might be breaking up after this song. Will he still love me long after I'm gone? Did he see it coming all along? 'Cause breaking up slowly is a hard thing to do. I love you only, and it's making me blue. So don't send me flowers like you always do. It's hard to be lonely. Breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up slowly. Breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up slowly is a hard thing to do. I love you only, and it's making me blue. So don't send me flowers like you always do. It's hard to be lonely, but it's the right thing to do.
Therapist, pretend you don't exist.